executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to come, for Susquehanna Council to come out of executive session for pending litigation. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Voted yes. We are back in session, and we will go to Mr. Lang.
Old business.
Business, Mr. Lang. What is the first thing on there?
First item under old business was an appeal for subdivision number 2003-50 for Kaplan Gallo and Howitt. And I would refer to Mr. Griffin.
As you may recall, this matter was, council voted on this previously, and it voted in a 4-1 vote to affirm the decision of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the commission's decision had been to deny the approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for a subdivision, I think the name of it was Meadows at Creek Run on
right.
Round Pole Bridge Road. And what happened is that when council voted to affirm that denial, we had a situation where it was followed, there was an executive session, then the next thing was voting on this, and the tape was not turned on as soon as the voting started. So Mr. Cole and Mr. Phillips voted before the tape was turned on, then Mr. Dukes voted. When Mr. Jones voted, his vote was recorded as inaudible in the transcript, so there were 2 out of 5 votes that you could that had a statement of what which way they were voting and why they were voting. It got appealed to Superior Court. The lawyers involved in the appeal asked the court to remand it because there was not a clear statement of counsel's decision. So it's back before us on a remand for, from Superior Court for the council to reconsider the appeal, not to hold a new hearing. Council, before today, each of them got the transcript of the prior hearing and have read that, and then now it's up to them to decide what to do, whether to vote exactly as they did before or whether to take some other action. So that's the posture of the case before you.
I guess with respect to this, I would only have to say that a lot has changed in my mind since the original application was made, and we heard it here on appeal. And in light of all the circumstances that have surrounded applications, their approval, their denial, the legality of each of those actions, I think it's appropriate at this time for the council to remand this to Planning and Zoning and ask P&Z to reconsider this application. And I would move that we further request Planning and Zoning to clarify their reason for the ultimate approval or denial.
Can I make a suggestion?
They got to be a public hearing.
That you include, if what you're saying is that you, when you want them to reconsider it, that they hold a new public hearing, that should be part of the motion.
Yes, sir. So I would move to remand this to Planning and Zoning and ask them to hold a new public hearing and reconsider this application and further request that Planning and Zoning clarify the reasons for the ultimate approval or denial.
I'll second that.
Motion Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Dukes to remand appeal subdivision number 2003-50 Kaplan, Gallo, and Howitt to P&Z to instruct them to basically hold a new public hearing for the subdivision. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Well, when was this, Lawrence, let me ask one question. When was this done, the first application that was filed and what you
Commission reviewed it on September 9th. That's their decision date, and the council held consideration on April 19th of 05.
05 was when the application was made?
No, the application was 04.
04, so this has been going on.
Commission denied it on September 9th of 04. The council decision to uphold the commission's action was April 19th of 05.
Well, in light of that, and I've heard this council say so many times, and that, you know, they just feel sorry for somebody who's had to wait so long and this and that, and then they should move forward to, and to remand it back to planning and zoning stretches this out much longer. So, you know, time is money. I actually did vote to support early on because it was a permitted use in the agriculture residential district, 50-some acres, 50-some lots. It didn't seem out of character to me, and since it is a permitted use. So I think by sending it back and going through this whole process again is not fair to these people who own this property now and have put a lot of time and effort into it and have come in with a plan that I think just because a few people showed up, it gets turned down, and if nobody showed up, it probably would have been approved, and I just think it's not appropriate. So I'm going to vote no. I would rather just have the council either state their reasons why they thought it should be denied or change the vote and support the application because, again, in light of recent zoning situations and hearings and court cases.
All right, Mr. Cole votes
vote no.
Mr. Phillips?
It's clear that either way we go on this, if we were to approve the appeal or turn it down, we're on very suspect legal footing. And it's very important, in my opinion, that at least, you know, from now on, it's obvious that we're going to have a firm legal foundation in these decisions. And this particular application and the way it's been presented to us raise enough questions in my mind that I believe it's appropriate to send it back to planning and zoning for another public hearing and reconsideration. I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also. I agree with Mr. Phillips that I think, you know, we certainly need to let P&Z look at it, and my vote is still yes.
Mr. Dukes?
We have three new commissioners since this hearing. And I have to agree with the Mr. Phillips and Mr. Jones that it needs to go back to them to clarify the reasons either a little further in either support or denial. So with that, my vote yes.
The court only asked for us to clarify our vote on the reasonings that you heard why they couldn't understand the votes, and two of them weren't recorded, and that's all they asked. And they were at that point in time, the vote was 4-1 to uphold the Planning and Zoning Commission. I suggest that we only ask the questions the court asks, and my vote would be no. So, motion passed.
Is it
table?
I'm like checking it every 3 seconds.
Would you vote?
No.
3-2.
Next thing, Mr. Lane.
The next item under old business is conditional use number 1639, the application of Bethany Court, LLC,